podcasts from the Cochrane Library, the latest evidence for healthcare decision making.
Hello, I'm David Tovey, Editor-in-Chief of the Cochrane Library.
Infection with rotavirus can cause severe diarrhea in children, which can be fatal. A new Cochrane review examines the evidence on vaccination, and we asked Harriet McElhose to talk with Carla Suarez-Weiser about their review.
For people who have not heard of rotavirus disease, can you tell us a little about it?
Yes, diarrheal disease accounts for more than 500,000 deaths per year in infants and young children, mainly in low and middle income countries. Rotavirus is the leading cause of severe gastroenteritis. Some children might not develop any symptom, while others might get so ill that they need to be admitted to hospital.
Why is vaccination an option to prevent this disease?
Preventive measures such as good hand hygiene and sanitation are only partially effective. The most severe case can only be prevented with vaccination. In 2009, the World Health Organization recommended rotavirus vaccination, particularly in countries in which diarrheal disease accounts for more than 10% of mortality among children under 5.
If there is already such a strong recommendation, why is this Cochrane review important?
We needed to do the review. Decision makers need, including doctors and people working on the guidelines, would need a comprehensive overview of the research evidence about the vaccines to make their decisions.
What studies are in the review?
We included 34 randomized trials of rotavirus vaccines approved for use. These trials involved nearly 180,000 children. Rotarix was tested in 26 trials in many parts of the world. Rotatec was tested in 8 trials, mostly in high-income countries. We could not find a single trial for the vaccine approved only in China, called Lanzolamb rotavirus vaccine, and there was no trials comparing Rotarix with Rotatec.
There's clearly a lot of evidence in the review. How was it analyzed?
It is important to cover both benefits and harm that matters to people making decisions about the vaccines. So we evaluated their effects on clinical relevant outcomes, such as rotavirus gastroenteritis, all-cause diarrhea, diarrhea-related medical visits, and serious adverse events. We also separated the results of trials that were conducted in low, middle, and high-income countries that we wanted to see if the vaccines remain effective in different settings.
What were the main findings?
Rotavirus diarrhea is particularly severe for children between the age of 6 months and 2 years. Both Rotarix and Rotatec have the potential to reduce the burden of rotavirus diarrhea on these first 2 years of life. The total number of cases of rotavirus diarrhea fell by about 70% after vaccination, and the vaccines were effective in low, middle, and high-income countries.
What about medical attention or hospitalization?
The need for medical attention or hospitalization due to rotavirus diarrhea were reduced by up to 90% during the first 2 years in the trials. If this reduction was achieved in practice, it would have a major impact on healthcare burden. If one considered that rotavirus is responsible for 25 million clinical visits and 2 million hospitalizations in children under 5 every year.
What were the results for deaths and serious adverse events?
Deaths were fairly uncommon in the trials, and both Rotarix and Rotatec had similar number of deaths in the vaccine and placebo groups. The same applies for serious adverse events. However, monitoring for such events is ongoing in countries that have introduced rotavirus vaccine, and we may have more data in future updates of this review.
Based on the evidence available now, what are your conclusions?
The quick answer is that Rotarix and Rotatec are effective vaccines and should be considered for general use alongside ongoing safety monitoring. But there are still some questions that we need to be answered. New trials with head-to-head comparison of both vaccines are needed, and also trials comparing Lanzolamb rotavirus vaccine with placebo. It also would be helpful if future trials were able to provide data for special groups of children, such as preterm or malnourished children. And finally, careful monitoring of vaccine use is needed so that the information about possible serious adverse events can be captured.
To read the current review and to see its updates as these appear, visit www.thecochranelibrary.com.